Palestinians have been clamoring for reform in the occupied West Bank and Gaza. Yesterday, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat acknowledged that the Palestinian governing authority had, quote, made mistakes, and he promised to fix them. Arafat is increasingly blamed for the lawlessness in the Palestinian territories. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on his answer to critics.
It has been the Palestinian summer of discontent, discontent with their own leaders. There have been calls for new elections, for an end to corruption and cronyism, and accountability for those who have misused public funds. Yasser Arafat's answer has been widely anticipated. He delivered it yesterday on day four of a hunger strike staged by Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. By seizing on such an occasion, Arafat used the opportunity to divert attention from the rising disgust with his authority and to focus it more squarely on the Israelis. Arafat said Israel had used every method to destroy the Palestinian Authority to support the view that there is no partner for peace. In mock response, Arafat asked, "Do I look like a ghost to you?" Arafat looked healthier than he has in months, and he told his audience of Palestinian lawmakers that the objective now is to create a state famous for its democracy. He added, "I put up with so much from you all in the name of democracy." It was a telling aside from a man accused of ruling with an autocratic hand. Just as telling was this admission. "We should not," Arafat said, "blame the Israeli occupation for everything. We should correct our mistakes," and added, "Nobody's perfect. Even prophets make mistakes." When Arafat said, "There are officials within the Palestinian Authority who have abused their position," one leading reform-minded lawmaker, Abdel Jawad Saleh, shot back, "And you protect them." After he's gaveled down, Arafat responds, "Yes, I do protect them, because they are part of the Palestinian people," he said. Arafat said he would consider the recommendations the Palestinian legislators have presented him for political, economic, and electoral reform. He said he supports local and presidential elections, but mentioned no dates. Palestinian sources said a tense meeting last night between lawmakers and the Palestinian leader produced no concrete action. Lawmaker Hanan Ashrawi said Arafat's address amounted to a statement of intent to reform.
"The statement of intent is always the first step. If it stays there, we lose. If it moves from intention to actualization, to implementation, then we win. That's what we need to do, because the Palestinian people want to see serious, effective, tangible changes."
Arafat joined the public in fasting yesterday in solidarity with the 2,200 Palestinian security prisoners on a hunger strike that has spread to six Israeli prisons. But Arafat's fasting did not seem to reduce disappointment with his leadership, evident at this gathering in Ramallah. Throughout the West Bank and Gaza, thousands have visited tents like this one, honoring striking inmates who demand more frequent family visits and an end to strip searches. Tamam Assad holds a framed picture of her son Aladdin, jailed for 17 years for shooting at an Israeli military patrol. She says she's not been allowed to see her son since his sentencing 5 months ago, and says the Palestinian Authority has proven powerless to help. "Some prisoners have been in jail for the past 27 years, she said, and adds, "Had the Palestinian Authority not been negligent, these prisoners would be out." Julie McCarthy, NPR News.